Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And Mark in North Carolina, you were sharing your opinions with us, and please continue.
Yeah, again, if you look at what's going on with these vaccines, which are meant to sterilize and they're meant to kill, okay, everything is going along with these predatory billionaires, and they're who want both control, and they want to get rid of most of us. That's what these people are madmen. That's the reason I'm concerned about a possible nuclear war anyway, because nobody in their right mind is going to even think of starting a war with Russia or China. But these clowns, certainly with Russia, who's got over 7,000 nukes, but these clowns are capable of it because they seem to want to wipe out most of the planet's population. And it's behind their transgenderism and everything else. And so I don't care if we're going to get people from other countries, whether they're black, brown, white, red, yellow, whatever, if they stand for what this America, what America is about, and that's families and decency and, you know, and how and understanding our Constitution. If they understand our Constitution, I got no problems with them. Okay, but they understand what it is to be free. And I listen to a guy like Rashid Uttar, who's a Muslim, that doctor there. He talks about not only the wicked plans of these globalists, of these murderers like Bill Gates, and he understands our Constitution better than most American people who are born in America. He was born in Britain, by the way, but his parents are from Pakistan. But he served in the United States military as an officer, as a matter of fact. The guy gets it. So does Dr. Shiva. So it seems to me like a lot of people come over here, they understand what it is to be an American more than most of us born here do. Okay? They're not going to put up with this kind of garbage. I'm sorry. It's not just something minor. To me, this is the most serious thing facing this country, and it's all related, whether it's the lockdowns, the vaccines, the mask wearing, to try to take our freedoms for a cold. That's basically what COVID-19 is, a cold. Okay?
Yes.
This is what they're trying to do. And it's all goes around these globalists, all right? And Americans being too stupid in many cases to not understand that and to follow like a bunch of sheep with their masks and everything else. And now I understand already, Mike Adams is saying 4 million people have already taken a horrible vaccine. And they're probably going to die a horrible death or at least be sterilized, because he said within 5 years, because now their immune system is compromised. So if they catch a cold, any kind of a coronavirus, the body is going to tend to overreact. And that's a, what do you call it, immune deficiency, a reaction there. Okay. A serious reaction. And already people are dying just within a few days of taking it. Like you just mentioned, that nurse there. Okay. It's got to stop. Mm-hmm. People got to understand what the real threat is. The real threat isn't the few people coming across the border. The real threat is internal. And it's these billionaires. And Mike, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not a socialist. To me, socialism is just another economic system. But people do not understand the real meaning of a socialist. These clowns, these billionaires, Bill Gates is not a socialist. He's a eugenist. He's a Malthus. That means he wants to wipe out a good portion of the human population. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's who these people are. And these billionaires are predators. So I wouldn't, I would not mind some kind of a nationalist, socialist type of system. Now, I'm not talking about national socialist, okay? I'm not talking about
I understand
Germany,
what you're saying.
I'm talking about, looking out for ourselves, confiscating some of the wealth out of these billionaires and multimillionaires, and basically catering to the working people of this country and the small businesses of this country to help them, because that's who keeps this country going. It isn't the billionaires. It isn't the big corporations. They need to be broken up. Its assets should be seized, okay? And many of their executives need to go to prison, stay in prison. I'd even do worse to them if I was in charge. But let's just say a Supermax. Okay?
Yes.
That's the problem. It's not a few people coming over the border, like I said before. I'm not saying we should. Of course you need borders. Of course you should make sure that people, you know, who don't belong to this country don't get into this country. You never know what, you know, you get criminals coming in. You got people who have communicable diseases and stuff like that. So you got to be careful. But that is not the main problem. The main problem is domestic, and it's people like Bill Gates, Fauci, Zuckerberg, Dorsey, and these big banks, big pharma, big chemical like Monsanto. These are the main threat to the existence, not only to the decency of this country, but to the existence of the United States and actually of mankind as a whole. So that's all I got to say, Mike. Appreciate you listening.
Well, not a problem. Thank you very much for the phone call and for your opinions. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Tom Clancy actually, in his book Rainbow Six, talks about a plot among the world's richest people to depopulate the planet so they can have it all for themselves. And it seems that art imitates life at some point. Let's switch over to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I heard your comments earlier about wars and people who don't have to fight them but who start them. And that reminded me of a letter that Ernest Hemingway wrote to Esquire magazine September 1935. And if you don't mind, I'm going to read two sentences from it. And it gets right to the heart of our current problem. He says, "No one man nor group of men incapable of fighting or exempt from fighting should in any way be given the power, no matter how gradually it is given to them, to put this country or any country into war. The first panacea for a mismanaged nation is inflation of the currency. The second is war. Both bring a temporary prosperity. Both bring a permanent ruin. But both are the refuge of political and economic opportunists." He wrote that 85 years ago. And he nailed the problem. He nailed exactly what we're the problem we have today, 85 years ago. And it bothers
me that we don't seem behind to,
we haven't
time
learned.
The United States government gets the economy into a mess, they get into a war to get out of it.
That's what he says right here. That's exactly what he says right here. And if you look at that SOB Biden, he's going to load up his cabinet with the same warmongering SOBs who have been in Washington, D.C. for decades. And the United States, he's going to blow up the Middle East. He's going to take those four treaties that Trump negotiated in the Middle East. He'll tear those up, and he'll have and he's going to blow the whole Middle East up again. Just as the previous Democrat administration did, and under Hillary Clinton and then the goofy Obama. So we're going right back to square one when it comes to the problems that we've had for many decades. Biden will have us involved in war again, and every time I look at that SOB, I think of this letter from Hemingway. It's one of the most influential things I've read in my life. I tracked down that copy of Esquire. I have it sitting right in front of me, and I had a high quality scan made of the letter. It's a two long pages, and I had it framed and it's sitting in my office. It influenced me that much, and I think more people need to read this. Hemingway was people tend to think of Hemingway. They don't understand Hemingway was really anti-war. He was an ambulance driver in World War One, and he saw the carnage on the battlefield. He writes about that in this letter. He writes about having your guts spilled out. You know, people need to read this. Anyway, I agree with Mark from North Carolina, and I think his comments today were right on the mark, Mark. I'm at a point in which I think that we have to do something about wresting control of this government from the billionaires who are treating it like it's their own playland. This has got to stop. This has really got to stop.
Yep, I agree.
Anyway, okay, Mike, I've said what I have to say. That's all. I'll be curious to hear.
All right, well, thank you for the phone call, and have a happy new year. And we're going to switch over to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I disagree with the caller from North Carolina. I think he's been watching too much Alex Jones. I get tired of hearing them, you know, use immigration somehow because all these people from the third world might be slightly more anti-abortion, that we shouldn't just let them all in. And look, you know, if these people would practice family planning, intelligent family planning, where they don't mm-hmm. all have 6-7 kids, maybe they wouldn't feel the need to leave their country. So I disagree. I think a compromise on abortion could be reached, say, after 2 months or something, but I am pro-choice. I think Margaret Sanger was a great person. I think Bill Gates is a great person because he has common sense and he looks at Africa and says, hey, you guys can't keep having 12 kids each and just sitting there starving to death. We need to reduce your population so that you can have well-run society. It's kind of like China has done. So if China would not have done that one-child policy, where would they be today? So, you know, so I think he's, the Christian Coalition and all these anti-abortion groups are usually pretty hardcore Zionist. So the Republican Party has used this anti-abortion issue for probably 30 years to just basically distract people, the base that was mm-hmm. probably more concerned about mass immigration and demographic change. So what do you think about that Christian Coalition being totally hardcore Zionist, you know? And
well, I don't know if they're hardcore. I know there's a lot of Zionists among Christians, not all of them, though. I know that there's a great many religious groups who are anti-abortion. Again, I'm in agreement with you that family planning and birth control needs to be made available so that people can engage in sex and not produce a life that is then snuffed out, you know, a few weeks later.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with you, but I mean, you know, we could if we had a legitimate government, we could compromise and say, hey, maybe the morning after pill would be legal, but not the late term mm-hmm. abortion. There could be more things people agree on, but they use this as a constant wedge issue. And then they get mm-hmm. people like Mark who are like so twisted in his thinking that somehow he's using that to justify open borders, you know, and we shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a few migrants. I don't think 25 million people is just a few. And they haven't even opened the borders yet to China or India yet. So wait till that happens.
Well, there's a lot of Chinese flooding into both the United States and Canada. And I'm not concerned about the Chinese because they're well-educated. They have a great work ethic. And I think overall they can be a benefit to our society. My concern is the masses that are coming in from countries that have poor education. People who couldn't make it in their home countries. And by the way, as a side note, I actually don't have a problem with the morning after pill. The use of abortion as retroactive birth control strikes me as cold and heartless and cynical. And you have to wonder about the mindset of women who choose that option over having, you know, a diaphragm with her, or something like that. And I understand that birth control pills, you know, are rather hazardous, but there are other things that you can do to prevent a pregnancy from occurring in the first place.
See, I'd rather have, because you have countries where it's illegal, like Brazil, and you literally have like mm-hmm. armies of little orphan kids running around having shootouts mm-hmm. with the cops. You know, so, and it's also immoral to take a 16-year-old girl who might make a mistake and say, oh, you got to live with that the rest of your life, or force her to have a baby and give it away to some weird adoption people. Because I think probably half of the people that adopt children have some weird issue as well. So,
well, I take exception to that remark because earlier on when I first married Claire, we discussed adopting. In my first marriage, my wife got an abortion against my will. And one of the great disappointments of my life is I did not get to be a father. I am the world's best uncle, according to my grandnieces and nephews. But I think Claire and I would have made excellent parents to an adopted child. Now, of course, it's too old for us to do that.
Me and a girl actually had an abortion, too, and I was not financially, we were not ready. We just met online, mm-hmm. you know. She was pretty much trying to trap me, and it's a good thing we did.
Well, that's
and,
not
you know,
the same situation. That's not the same you know, situation, you know.
Well,
and
month,
you had
to... You know, a fetus after a month, it's kind of none of your business to judge people what they do, in my view, so... I could agree,
okay,
you know,
well,
you're installing your morals on the other
people. You're judging the Christian Coalition. You know, you're judging everybody who doesn't share your view. So, you know, if you're going to be even-handed, please be even-handed.
Right. Well, I mean, we all judge, and that's fine. And I'm judging the caller from North Carolina because he'd rather have a world where, you know, just endless people just have endless kids like Alex Jones thinks is such a great idea, and
well,
you know,
we could come
up with a compromise on abortion, but some of these libertarians are so clueless about how the real world works, and guys like Bill Gates are trying to improve the lives of Africans, you know, and obviously anyone can go to Africa.
Trying to depopulate Africa, and he's been advocating for years sterilizing the majority of humans using vaccines. And people are very concerned about that. I mean, I will be the first to admit that the human population is overly large, and the reason for that is because sex is a lot more fun than dying. But the problem I have with pro-abortion people is they always want somebody else to go without children, or if they want somebody else to die, and they're not willing to basically walk their talk off the top of a tall building.
Well... Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, like, again, look at China, you know. So you could say it was inhumane to have one child, but you just said how educated and great they were. Well, you know,
Yep. If
they were all like Mark, they would have been having 12 kids each and just pouring across the border, you know. So anyway, that's all I have.
Well, you know, again, you know, they use birth control over there. And, again, it's a matter of history that prior to the Black Plague in Europe, it was overpopulated and people were living in squalor. And when the Black Plague basically reduced the population by such a huge amount, that was the birth of the Renaissance. Because all of a sudden,
along with the ending of the Middle Ice Age. Right. And that's what Malthus was kind of saying, right? I mean, Mark takes him out of context to make him into this evil guy, but he was just saying, look, if you reduce the population instead of always growing it, you can might be able to increase people's standard of living. So,
okay, well, there's
like
one thing that I think, you know, everybody listening to this show needs to ask themselves, had abortion been available when my mother was carrying me, would I be here today? And I think if you answer that question honestly, you're probably going to come to a realization how you feel about abortion.
Well, hey, I'm younger than you, so I was there, but hey, you know.
Okay. All right, well, Dan, thank you very much
but,
for
hey,
phone
I
call
make
here.
A choice too. Real quick, though, I want to make
okay,
a choice.
Well,
if, you know, you have to be financially ready to have kids. You can't just plop out kids and be like, you got to live with it because you had one night a mistake. I would never do that to a young girl.
Well,
you know,
again, you know, that's not the story that I went through in my first marriage. I mean, we were married. I was doing very well in the film industry. And when we had been courting, you know, I said, my intention is to have a family. And she said, yes. And then it turned out that, no, she didn't really want that at all. All right. So, Dan.
Real quick, though, does she regret that decision? I mean, no offense. But,
I have no idea. Yeah. I have not talked to her in over 30 years.
Well, men do need
okay.
more rights as far as...
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Dan, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phone to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yeah, that was an interesting call there by Dan, but I think many people are perplexed by Mark's parallel thinking that he thinks the solution to making us a more moral country, instead of teaching it from, you know, in the family, to allowing 20, 30 million aliens, you know, just an unlimited alien invasion, be it legal or illegal. Mostly these mm-hmm. people, many of them found to be criminals, murderers.
Yes, MS-13.
Drug coyotes, MS-13. It's just fascinating. But it was very telling, and it was nice to hear once in a while that Mark come out and said he actually is, you know, a socialist. So I don't get this, you know, socialism. Where are all the socialist countries that are thriving? Where are the... the businesses that socialism helps. I mean, I have yet to see socialism say, you know, we're socialists.
Well, the one problem we have is there are no socialist countries on Earth that the United States isn't messing with. And it would be an interesting experiment to set one of those aside in a little sort of kind of a protective preserve and say hands off and see how they do.
Well, the United States wasn't messing with these countries back, you know, when Marx and all these other people were around. I mean, that was their own thing they were doing. That had nothing to do with the United States. They've created their own revolutions and their own destruction. Without any of the United States' help, they do a fine job. You know, and then, you know, I look at, you know, how Marx cites, you know, some of these other things. I mean, you know, when you bring in this, those type of people, that many people, what does that do to our standard of living? I mean, that's clout given right there. Get them all on social systems and overflood the system and all. That's exactly clout and Piven, or the Piven clout, you know, narrative on how to destroy a nation. And
yes.
So I don't understand Marx's thinking with that. And then he cites that they're a capitalist country, or let me excuse me. He says that they're not a globalist country, Mexico. I got five letters for Mark. N-A-F-E-A.
Yep.
And if they're not a globalist country, I don't know how the hell they got in that mix. And with that, Michael, I'm not going to take 15 or 20 minutes. I made my point, and I'd just like to hear your commentary. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. I mean, the hard reality is that at a time when we have 35% of Americans on some form of welfare or food assistance, and, you know, massive unemployment, and they're lying about those numbers as well, flooding this country with immigrants is a bad idea. It's taking jobs away from the American people. It is putting a much heavier strain on our social support system. And it's all in the name of generating Democratic votes, you know, and, you know, unless they're planning to somehow erase the white population, it really doesn't make a lot of sense. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones here to Paul in New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Paul. I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Michael, concerning Bill Gates and his eugenics.
Yes.
I would argue that the problem with the Western world is because after defeating Adolf Hitler, he basically got rid of even contemplating the notion of eugenics.
Okay.
So that for the past 70 years, we've just let anybody who walks into a town hall or city hall to get a marriage license and just let them marry based on the opinions of ignoramuses. You know, that's a question. Should you let mating and, you know, the breeding of children be overseen by people who are ignorant and free, or should there be a role of the state? As we know, the majority of American history, there was a role of the state in marriage. And
yes,
it started with them not wanting whites to marry black people. That
yes.
was law throughout the United States up until the 60s. So we see that the majority of American history, the state regulated marriage, and they didn't want Africans mixing with European people. They wanted...
Yes, I remember. I remember hearing about that.
Now, that, I would consider, was eugenics. Eugenics policy.
You're absolutely right. You know, you're absolutely right. And
it worked well. Notice they had eugenics policies for 140 years. During that time, they rose from a backwards agricultural power to the global superpower, economic superpower.
Okay, Paul, I got to put you on hold. Yep. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. And we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Paul in New Jersey. We're talking about eugenics. And my concern with state involvement with birth decisions is it can be misused. There were certainly abuses in the United States, like, prostitutes were being sterilized against their will. And of course, Adolf Hitler's race hygiene theories were inspired by the 1930s eugenics movement in the United States. And you can see what a mishmash the Nazi government made of all of that. So I would be very, very cautious going down that road.
Well, I myself wouldn't, because I see how successfully it worked for white European people. And as soon as white European people lost control over their nation due to a Marxist influence, and some of that Marxist influence came out of the anthropologists, I think his name was Boas, and others who infiltrated and then started overturning what I would call classic Darwinian anthropology, and replaced it with the we're all equal mantra, which is pretty much mimicked by BLM today, and the rest of the racial dysgenesis out there. Because that's what I see has happened. Remember, we have to remember, it's not the Klan's world anymore. The Klan hasn't been running this country since the 1960s. We live in the modern Marxist
realm or era.
Okay.
For the past 40 years with our media, it's been run by Jewish Marxists, and this influence has infiltrated the character of the American nation. And they're replacing whites through mass migration that Mark from North Carolina welcomes. You know, we're going to get lots of Hispanics. And so we're going to live in the eugenic world. So Mark doesn't have to worry, Mark. There is no eugenicist taking over. This is your world. And this is what the way eugenicists like it. And so when you see the ugly people, the ugly buildings, the ugly character of our people, the disunited America where people hide in their turtle shells because they don't really like the diversity, right? This is not created by Nazis. So don't blame the Nazis for the modern era or the tranny operations. That wasn't the eugenicists who advocate that. You know, that's the disgenesis. That's coming from the Marxist left. Now, Bill Gates really was the devil incarnate and could wipe out the whole world. Then we're up to 7 billion. When's that going to happen? Over what time frame? And so in another 20 years, when not many people died, we'll just be able to, like, come up with the same judgment when we judge Alex Jones for his last 20 years, proclaiming the end of the world was imminent, the fall of the Republic was imminent. We lose all our guns, and here we are 20 years later. There's no mass genocide. It's the slow mass migration of third worlders.
Well, you know, the plan may have been delayed. That's why they renamed Agenda 21 to Agenda 30.
Yeah, well, the way it's turning out, the rising tide of color is still continued, as Lothrop Stoddard had warned us. And whites are going to be a minority, and all the disgenesists can be happy now, all right, because you got rid of the whites and the white supremacists and their eugenics policies. And now you'll get to look and enjoy the world. And remember, we'll have to erase the old films of the 40s and 50s that showed the eugenics and the beautiful European people that filled America. And now we're going to have... what we're getting out of Hollywood. There you go. The disgenesis of one.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much for the phone call here. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Did we lose Tom? We lost him. All right. Let's go to Keith Rogers. Hello, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things here, Michael. You remember Anastasio down in Nicaragua?
Yeah.
Well, one of his favorite methods of getting rid of his so-called people was to throw them into the Masaya volcano from a helicopter. But the people wound up throwing him out. He fled to the United States about $100 million to Florida. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the moral to this story here, after doing that, the Sandinistas, they built over 1,000 schools and playgrounds.
Yes.
They cut their literacy to less than 10%. And, of course, they weren't learning this transgenderism stuff like that. They cut infant mortality by a third. And they increased their health care services and like that. Now, the Oxfam came out with a study on this out of the 76 developing countries. Said that Nicaragua was exceptional to the strength of that government's commitment to its improving the condition of its own people and encouraging their active participation in the development process. Now, out of that, George Shultz, who got his industrial economics there in Massachusetts there, he then called the Sandinistas a cancer right here on our land mass. The threat was to U.S. national security. What the problem is it isn't socialism in itself. It's how they co-opted everything. Just as in as much as when they want to point to another country and then they go in there and they seize that country's assets to the CIA, these constant overthrows, and they no longer have the means to support themselves. So then they turn around and they say, oh, look, they're eating their pets. Well, that's caused by U.S. sanctions, overthrows of, you know, coups and stuff, you know. So if given time, you know, the problem with, like, say, Latin America, they look to America as a beacon because America in its revolution had broke loose from Britain.
Yes.
And the only problem with that is they, the 22 member states, it was 23 because of Spain, and that's how they get Latin America out of that. They look to America, and they follow that example, and that's why you had all these revolutions down there. Sadly, through empire, the United States has now gobbled up those lost colonies of Spain. And that's why we see that socialism doesn't work. So that was in kind of a reply to, like, giving it a chance to see what's going on down there. And now we have where Trump here recently had said that Nicaragua was an existential threat to the United States. And, of course, I had to look that up. And that's because China was going to build a brand new canal to be able to pass those massive ships of theirs through Nicaragua instead of the Panama Canal, which it can't do.
Yes.
But it's all, as your video itself says, all wars are bankers' wars. It's all led back to commerce and who controls it or who's spending whose dollar and stuff, you know. But the people are usually the ones that come out on the bad end of this, just like here in America. Remember the 70s and 80s, we had strong unions, 40 hours a week, paid health care, overtime pay, all that, all destroyed by the FBI, CIA, who set up these groups of the KKK and the Nazis to go in there and start killing the union leaders. Right now in Colombia and in Honduras, you mentioned Honduras earlier. Well, look at Israel's arms sales to Honduras. So where's MS-13 getting their arms from? But thousands of union leaders and civil rights leaders have been assassinated all through Honduras and Colombia, NATO, you know, and this is to keep people in abstract poverty. And that's why people never get anything. So when people, or of course, then you got the IMF who devalues their peso. So when a father trying to support his family can't at home, he immigrates illegally, yes, but a U.S. dollar is worth more to send home to his family than it is a peso in his own country, and that's caused by the CIA's internal-led wars.
Yes. And it's anyway, a huge drain on U.S. dollars from the U.S. economy at a time when we cannot afford it.
And now they got immigrants coming in here with, say, they're given $1,800, and they're going to win what? They're giving them American jobs as Americans are needing the money. It keeps people locked in, you know. It's like the Egyptians. You know, if the story's true, they kept the slaves busy building these stupid pyramids and stuff like that while those elite bask in the sun. And they're doing the same thing here. My last Sunday's show was the second part of this New World Order, if anyone wants to look in the archives there on perception management. But it's all detailed there, exactly what has been going on. And their final goal is Russia. Which is part of the NSC 68 doctrine from Truman. Russia's always been the constant enemy, and any you know, country that, you know, like whether it was Nicaragua or like that, we can go back to, what's that stupid movie, where they landed in there in Colorado, you know, and they're going to fight the Cubans, the Soviets, and the Nicaraguans, you know, football team
Red
going
Dawn.
To it, you know. But, yeah, Red Dawn, you know. But it's, you know, they weren't shooting communists down there. They were killing Catholics and Protestants.
Yes, they were.
And it's all been based on lies. And all these countries that they've attacked under the so-called communism was to destroy their unions. They did that through the Marshall Plan. They did it here in America. And now they've been doing it throughout Latin America. And it's so that the banks can control everything. And with, you see that right now, the Federal Reserve buying up everything. So, anyway, my best.
Absolutely. Okay, all right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to James in Vancouver. James, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I changed my topic from COVID to population control, but they are related. And all those people out there who think Margaret Sanger and Bill Gates are great people, well, all you got to do is go over to the clinic and volunteer and get that vaccine, and you'll fulfill all of that idealistic notions that they're talking about. And while they're getting their vaccine, which is probably going to kill them, let them remember that the leaders, the big leaders, are getting saline solution. And some of those countries that everyone's talking about want to suck America dry, they're getting saline solution as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everyone's talking about, oh, you got to be old enough to have a kid. You got to be this. You got to be that. Well, yeah, okay. But now we're in a war. They're trying to kill us. They're trying to abort us. So how does that feel? See what I'm saying?
Well, it doesn't feel very good at all here. And, you know, the arrogance of some of these billionaires, they seem to think they're gods and have the power to basically reshape our lives to their whims.
Well, you see, if they want me to take the vaccine, fine, but they got to take the same vaccine as I'm going to take, and they're not going to do that.
Nope.
Anybody with half a brain knows that. Anyway, Happy New Year, and yeah. I was
all
thinking
right,
well, earlier, John Cleese should do something on COVID-19, the Monty Python thing, because it's all madness anyway.
It is, and I would not be surprised if John Cleese does show up with something about that. And again, it won't be covered by American media or even our social media. I mean, you know, there's a total blackout on what's going on here. You know, we're being mushroomed. You know, we're being kept in the dark and fed on garbage.
Well, anyway, I wish you all the best, and thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Have a happy new year. It could hardly be worse than the last one. And let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yep. Yeah, Michael, good day to you, and aloha. And I just want to say that was a very awesome, informative call by Paul. It really was. And
yes.
And yeah, Mike, and I want to get back to the call yesterday. Kelly was very good, too, let me tell you. And you had brought something up with Kelly that makes a lot of sense. Like, this country's going to end up being broke up if this happens tonight. You're going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, the way this country won't go into an all-out revolution is that you have to divide the country into sectors like California for the leftist liberals and New York, like you say, the New England states for the, and the central part for the conservative people who want to keep freedom and commerce and everything else and not go totally full-blown Bolshevik communist. So that's my insight on that. But as far as Paul's call there, he hit on some really informative stuff that I hope all the viewers were paying attention to, and I did, because it makes a lot of sense. And you know, Mike, talking about the making the perfect soldier, Hitler wanted to have the perfect soldier, and the Nazi well, you know, the Chinese or a lot of these other countries are doing that now because they don't have the Chinese are a homogenous society, basically, like Japan. They don't want all these. As a matter of fact, they're trying to get the Uyghurs out of China if they could. They ship them over to a Muslim country. Wouldn't you believe that, Mike? Or, I mean, what do you think about that? The Chinese don't want.
Well, actually, you know, China is not totally homogenous. It still contains the remains of the multiple kingdoms that China's first emperor, Qin Huang Di, I think his name was, you know, pulled together. I mean, that's why you have all these different languages in China, like Cantonese and Mandarin and so forth. So it's not really that homogenous. Okay. But they are very racist towards non-Chinese to an extent. So are the Japanese. And that's rooted, unfortunately, in human instinct and xenophobia. It's part of our nature. And it would be nice if it could be conditioned out. But history has shown it's a very, very hard instinct to let go of.
Well, yeah. You know, Mike, the Japanese, though, they supposedly have a really very high suicide rate because I guess what happened in World War II, and they feel like that, you know, they were so proud and they should have been the rulers, whatever. But, you know, that's here and there. But now I want to get on to a topic, Mike, that we need to talk about a little more in this year about on your show, what I believe in. You know, a lot of guys, one guy, you know, we disagree on something, but we agree on a lot of things. Statistics, Mike. I was looking at New York. The Afro-Americans make up 23% of the population in the city of New York, and they commit over 75% of all the major crimes and murders and all the major crimes, 75%. The whites are, I believe, at 35% of the population in New York, and they only commit 3% of the crime. So what's going on here? Who's committing the rest of the crime here? What other groups? Hispanics? I don't know. They didn't really go into detail. But what's going on here is, like he was saying, it's going to be the ruination of this country, because they're definitely trying to get rid of the white population, mainly the males.
That's what it looks like.
All the commercials you see a blonde haired woman with an Afro American man. You hardly ever see a white male with a black Afro American woman. And like I told your show many a times, well, not, I haven't talked to you too much about it, but these Afro American women.
Tom, gotta put you on hold. Tom, gotta put you on hold. Stay on the line. Gotta take a break for commercials. We'll be back to you after these few words.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of the program today, and we're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, if you could just kind of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, Mike, what I got to say also is, what the commercials they're showing all the time on TV with this interracial type deal, they're trying to show the white woman with the black man. Hardly you see it the other way around. But like I told you in the past, a lot of these Afro-American women, I know they're not happy about this because, they already have in their households a lot of most of these seems like most of these female black women don't even have a male counterpart in their household to raise these kids. So, you know, what kind of message is this sending, you know? It's unbelievable mm-hmm. what's going on. But, you know, Mike, I just got to say, I was looking at with the statistics in St. Louis and a lot of these blue cities with these mayors, their murder rates are off the chain that they haven't seen in two or three decades. Like St. Louis, Philadelphia, all these cities that are run by these Democrat mayors, blue states, their murder, their crime is horrendous. It's worse than Vietnam.
It is, and they're out there calling to defund the police. I mean, it's as bad as it was during Prohibition when the gangsters were pushing the illegal alcohol and they were running gun battles in the streets. And, you know, that's what we're seeing today with, illegal drugs and drug gangs shooting each other in the streets.
Mike, I want you to bring this up because I really don't, but I want you to give the figure. I'm not going to say it on air. I'll let you do it. What's the average IQ of the Afro-American compared to the white Caucasians or the Orient, the Asiatics? You know?
I actually don't know between the blacks and the whites. I do know the Asiatics are slightly higher than both.
Well, what I saw, can I say it on air or is it all right?
Yeah, go ahead. You only got 2 minutes.
I'm afraid. From what I saw, the average Afro-American's IQ is at 85. The average white Caucasian is at 125 to 130. That's around 125, 130. And I think the Asiatic's around 1. Yeah, that's what I saw. That's what I saw in so many reports I saw in these major outlets.
I don't know. I got to tell you, I don't trust those numbers. I really, really don't. 85 is way too low. I have to be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't pass the smell test.
Well, I kind of agree because there's a lot of Afro Americans that are brilliant. Let's not kid ourselves. I mean, 100%
yes.
agree in that. So I'm just saying that's what these news networks they like to start this animosity, this hatred, and who's control? Like the caller said, we know who's controlling the media. You controls the media, controls the mind. And so many people are so dumb.
Well,
down,
not as much
down.
Anymore. That's why the corporate media is out to destroy the independent media.
That's correct. That is so correct.
Yes.
And you
got
know,
a
Mike,
big target painted on my back.
You ain't kidding. And a couple of the callers said that they just you're going to use this immigration to totally wipe this white Caucasian America out. That's all I can tell you. And I believe a solution may be. And some of these white states, you're going to have to start paying these women to have 4 or 5 kids. I mean, it's getting to that point.
Maybe. Could very well be. Camp. Tom, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the program here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. It's being guest hosted by Johnny Delirious while John is in Washington, D.C. And we're expecting a report from the ground during tomorrow's show from John as well. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is urgent. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.